Welcome to the Vertical Shift Podcast, where we engage in candid conversation about life topics and real issues from a Christian perspective. I'm Justin.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Tommy.
All right, let's get started.
All right, guys, I don't know about you, but, you know, if I had one full day to myself, I don't know what I would do. And, you know, Tommy just told us that he recently had a day to himself. Tommy, tell us about that. What'd you do?
Yeah.
Probably going to regret this. Yeah, we were talking. Thanks for bringing this up, by the way. Wow.
You brought it up.
Well, before the is off the record. No, I did. I had a day to myself last Saturday. The wife left to go out of town early. My son was out. And I found myself on a Saturday with a relatively clean house. The yard was already mowed. With really nothing, and you guys were gone. Like, well, Jeff, mm-hmm. You were out of town, I think. I'm sure, because you've been traveling all over. Justin, you're, I don't know, other stuff.
Yeah, you never checked in. I was home.
Yeah, right. I don't
just
believe
waiting
that.
For someone to call.
That's right. Yeah. That's a lie. But I did, y'all. I had a day alone.
What all did you get done? Tommy, tell us about it.
All right. Look, I'm going to tell you this. You know, I don't watch a whole lot of TV because, I mean, when you watch TV, you have to find a show that you're into, and it's, you know. So I go to YouTube a lot when I'm just kind of wanting just to, you know, certainly to learn something. But I found myself.
What'd you watch?
In the YouTube universe of just various things that came to my mind. For example, I watched A Day in the Life of a Neurosurgeon. Yeah, I mean, we've been watching this. My wife and I have been watching this show about doctors. I mean, it's not a real show. You know, it's like The Residence, what it's called. Anyway, and I just like, man, what does a real doctor, a neurosurgeon, do during the day? Like, what's a day in their life? You know, so you can find that on YouTube. Who knew? Yeah. And so I just found myself watching that, and then that led to a day in the life of like a bullfighter, because we had talked about that a few weeks ago, and a day in the life of a fighter pilot, you know, because I have a pilot's license, but I fly Cessnas.
Spiral. And then Tommy's like, and then I watched Maverick, the new movie, and then I thought about NASCAR, and I watched.
We did not rehearse this. I watched A Day in the Life of a NASCAR pit crew member. Is that weird? I don't think it's weird. I think it's just like interesting that you can't go to TV and find those types of shows like that. Like, but here,
I don't think it's weird. I think when we talk about if you had a day to yourself,
okay,
what do you fill it up with? And then you went from neurosurgeon to crew pit guy.
Well, I'll say this. In the blink of an eye, 6 hours was gone. I did not mean to do. Literally, I'm going to just watch this and just kind of. I already had some stuff in my mind I wanted to do, clean the kitchen. Oh, well, there's a few dishes that need to be done. I did get that done, but it was like way later.
You didn't buy any new titles online, did you?
Are you a certified neurosurgeon? Pseudo neurosurgeon?
Well, $49.95, I can work on your brain.
You're a stud neurosurgeon. That's what you are.
I mean, I do have it does say Dr. Duke, Dr. Stud. So it's a certificate, but that's funny. I will say, in all joking.
In all joking? Or all seriously?
All joking aside.
Oh, there it is.
I did not intend for my day to be that unproductive. it's literally was 6 hours blown and a blink of an eye.
Are you kidding me? Unproductive. What if in your future there's a situation where somebody's like, is there a doctor? And then you show up and you're like, you're bringing up all the day in the neurosurgeon skills. Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Yeah. When that happens, we're coming back and we're going to show you how it was productive.
But an example of how, you know, kind of the downward spiral of that is I've been on a halfway decent eating plan. Nothing crazy, nothing fad, but just watching, you know, macros and calories. This day, bro, I made pizza rolls. I made a whole bunch of chicken finger fries and curly fries. Like, I just, whatever could fit in the air fryer, I was just putting the air fryer in. went back to.
Golly, man.
Yeah.
So you're at the same weight.
I did work out. I did get a workout in.
Hey, by the way, you've been looking good, man. I mean to tell you, I can tell there's a difference.
Thank you, Justin. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. No, I've noticed.
Thank you.
And I want to acknowledge that.
I appreciate it. I've noticed too. I can notice little muscles flex.
And look, whatever you ate, by the way, like I always call that like a reward day. So don't ever feel bad about it.
No. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you saying that. And I didn't really feel bad. I mean, it's like I didn't mean to spend 6 hours watching YouTube, but it was just, that's an example. Like, and I don't do that ever really very often at all, but that particular day I just didn't have anything to do. And you know, and
you don't want to spend it in a quiet time.
Well, I do want to say I did do my quiet time. Do that in the mornings.
Was it 6 hours?
That's where the conviction that I was starting. You're being my Holy Spirit, Jeff. Now stop. Okay. Like, I need some kind of sound effect here.
Oh, goodness.
Justin.
I'm sorry.
No, not that one. The whoosh. That's a long cricket.
That was.
It's kind of like that intro to episode one. Still playing.
Killed the cricket.
All right. Well, he can't find the sound effect. But anyway, thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome. You're okay. Welcome.
I'm sure you've never done that.
We're all guilty of wasting time for sure. And to be honest, I would probably spend the entire free day trying to figure out what to do with a free day because I haven't had a free day in forever. So anyway.
Well, what would you do?
What would I do?
I mean, like
I could do anything.
Yeah.
If I could do anything right now, I would love to go fishing.
Mm. I would love. Do you have a fishing pole?
I do.
Okay. I didn't know if you had to borrow one for Pat.
I do have to borrow a lot of things from Pat. And I do owe Pat some screws that I borrowed from his shop without him knowing.
Oh, well, he knows now.
Pat, I owe you, buddy. Thank you.
Well, it's hard to listen to us on a flip phone.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, Justin, what about you? Yeah, you'd probably put together some spreadsheets and...
Man, I'd go golf. Like I don't get a lot of time to go, but there's just something.
I love playing golf too. We played a couple times.
Yeah, just being out there, especially in the morning. You know, there's dew, it's quiet, sun's coming up. Man.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Golf makes me crazy. Yeah. Cuz it seems like it should be such a simple sport.
You have to go into it with the expectation that you're not going to do good, and that way it takes the pressure off.
Like fishing.
You win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, what we're going to talk about today is spending time with the Lord, because there are things that are pulling at us from all different directions, whether that's our family, our career,
YouTube.
Yeah. Becoming a neurosurgeon. And we have to fight against those tendencies, right? Because it is. It's easy sometimes just to turn that float around and just go with the flow of ease and not do the disciplines. And so first question I had for you guys, kind of looking at a quiet time. And when we say quiet time, it's not meditation, so to speak, as just spending time with the Lord, praying, being in the Word. And so in that, who taught you how to have a quiet time?
Ooh.
Like, when did you start doing it? Who taught you?
Wow, that's a good question that, again, I wasn't prepared for. Man, you know, just, I would say.
Do you have a quiet time?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say, well, I'm just trying to figure out how to word it so it doesn't sound horrible. And it, not that
just
it would.
Just say it, man, because there's people.
Honestly, I think you guys helped build that, cultivate that for me, because, you know, if you've listened before, you know, my mom is a believer, great believer. She had enough on her plate with managing the household, my dad's situation and stuff. And so I just didn't see that in a healthy way growing up. And then as I became a young adult, I truly tried to do a lot of things on my own. It wasn't a priority. That wasn't a priority.
Right.
But when I started hanging with you guys and just having just, I could feel the Lord pulling me and just started, that started that, hey, if I want to be different, I've got to do different.
Right.
And that it started with just wanting to kind of emulate what you guys do. Justin, I remember early on, we first met, we were in an Ironman group with a guy here, you know, Mr. Mike. And that was kind of one of the first discipleship kind of things I've been a part of. And I mean, that was years ago, probably 10 plus years ago. But I would say my quiet time with the Lord and my consistency in that has really only begun in the last couple of years. I mean, 6 years ago, was it 6 years ago? We went through the full Bible. That was 365 days every single day of reading scripture and applying questions and answers and meditating, you know, really going through that. That kind of kicked off. But I can't say for 6 years I've been consistent. I can say for the last couple of years I have been consistent. And it's now it comes from a desire to do. I want to do it.
Yeah, same.
I think some of those, you know, it takes being a part of a group like that or with an accountability partner for a longer period of time to have that consistency, to see what that feels like, to see the, to truly see the effects of that. And then you miss it when you don't have it, and then you desire it even more. So, yeah, that's huge. What about you, Justin?
Yeah, it matches exactly Tommy's. I think the more we saw it in the guys group, and Jeff, you were always good about being consistent with it, right? Like when we'd start, like, hey, what's going on in your life? What's things that you want to pray about? And like you were always writing things down in your book. So like in my mind, that showed, okay, like Jeff's actually like caring about these things and he's praying over them, and you would follow up with people, you know, from the group. And so like the more I saw that, and then the more we were learning about scripture and God's design and it all and all that, you start to then really identify like or learn about who he is and his heart and his mercy and his grace and his attributes, his character, all these things. And I think that's really what then grew a desire to go like, man, like that's the one that we get to talk to and spend that time with. And to your point, it doesn't happen overnight. So when you do it and then you see what the Lord does in that, and then the days that you don't, or even if you skip a week or two, whatever it is, you long for that. So it's like that, you know, it's that desire piece. So yeah, it matches Tommy's 100%.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. I think mine, I mean, I had some studies along the way that I did, you know, as a teenager and that kind of thing, like experiencing God type study, which were really powerful for me. The Lord really used those. But as far as like on my own, it wasn't until I was on the mission field. And that's a shame to say, as far as consistency. And a lot of it is due to my buddy Steve on the field, that he's like, man, hey, do you have an accountability partner? And I was like, no, and I've actually never truly had one. He's like, well, I got you. And so, and he lived 5 hours away from me in the country we were serving in. And so we would email, we would pick a passage, like we'd pick a whole chapter. And that's when I first started really memorizing chapters of the Bible. And I would memorize a chapter, and we would text it from memory. And that was our quoting it to each other and send it.
Wow.
So just finding some ways like that. And when he'd come into town, we'd do stuff and I'd go out and help him. And, but he was the one with the security guard at my little apartment. Yeah. And he just really pushed me to not just make excuses, you know, like, hey, you need to share your faith with someone. Look, his name's Antonio. He's waiting for you. You know, like I told him you're coming. So those types of accountability that changed, you know, and really shaped a lot of what I started with the men's group is that intentionality, that kind of pushing and eliminating excuses for things. And, you know, it is simple and it's direct. Let's talk about the real stuff and quit playing the game, you know, let's dive in.
Yeah, I think back to like your comment in the last episode where church is really simple. We just make it difficult.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, when we think about spending time with the Lord, if we were to relate it to any other relationship and say, hey, think about the person that you'd want to spend time with, you know, whether it's like your best friend that you grew up, like whatever it is, or your spouse, like, you know, if you got to do that and spend time, like none of us would turn that down, you know, but then when it comes to the Lord, it's like, you know, there's excuses. And I always think about that verse in Psalm 42 where it says, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. Like just seeing that visual of like the deer longing for water, right? Yeah. And just searching for God for us. Like it's a sweet time.
I tell you, the people that I have noticed that pant for the Lord like that verse talks about, are those that are prayer warriors. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. When prayer is a discipline that they love and they go to, it just is an overflow. It's just evident that they've spent time with the Lord. And so those are the ones that you see just really. And so, and I would say, you know, to that, you know, Justin, when you're talking about, you know, just trying to make time for it or whatever it is, you know, just the difficulties with it sometimes. If it's not easy, it should be extra motivation to do it. Like I've kind of learned that the hard way. Like fight against how you feel, what you want to do, and do what you know you're supposed to do, because you will reap the benefits of that in the end.
Yeah.
Or the consequences for not doing it. Right.
In the end, like relate it to anything outside of the Lord and our relationship with Him. Like you're saying this, and I'm thinking of conversations I've had with my boys. Like they're huge into football right now, and you know, they're like, "Man, I want to play in the NFL." I'm like, okay, well, I don't know if they will or won't, right? But I'm like, hey, if you want to do that, you got to be willing to do what no one else is willing to do,
right?
And yet, when it comes to our faith, it's like, I don't worry about today. You know, like I definitely like transparently, I missed this morning. Got up and was like going to make time, and then I realized there was this thing and this other thing with work, and so I was playing catch up, and then meetings happened all day, and I'm like, huh. And like I missed that time this morning, both physically and spiritually. Like I like that time in the morning. So,
well, the panting is a physical reaction to a requirement of life. That deer has to have that water to live. And in the same way for our spirit, what I've found is through, you know, doing it and then having the desire to do it, it becomes this craving because of the fulfillment that that's the one thing that fits the gap hole, the hole in me. It's not the blenders. It's not the, you know, the other YouTube videos or whatever it is. Those things will never satisfy, and they certainly don't prepare you for stressful times that come with work or life or just things that if we're not rooted and grounded in that and close to Him, then situations will, for me, would dictate whether what mood I'm in or, or, you know, if I'm fearful or whatever. You know?
Yeah. So another question that I have for you guys is, you know, maybe somebody that's listening is like, I know I need to, I like, it's just hard for me to pray. Like it's weird. I haven't done a lot of that. How do you do that? What does that look like? And then what do you do in your quiet? How do you know where to read? And what do you read? And what if I don't understand it? Like, what would you guys say to that? How do you spend your time with the Lord? What does it look like?
Well, those are common questions and things that I had when first starting. You know, you don't know really what to do to make it beneficial. I'd say, there's no, you know, specific way to have to do it. Early on for me, planned material helped organize my thoughts and kind of give me an agenda to follow that helped, whether that's some type of study, a daily, or, you know, like you mentioned, experiencing God was a really good one that I went through. And as I did it more and more and more, and again, having you guys around to talk about this, I've learned how to then use my Bible and apply, you know, a plan to my quiet time and use those verses to get closer to God and apply those principles to my life and pray over those things. So I have a So now I kind of have a pattern that I go through. I tell you, there was a book that we used one season, Jeff. It was the Kairos? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, I got it right here, actually.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, kind of talk through, like, I like that. That helped give me an outline of how I still to this day use a very similar outline, because it hits on, hey, what am I praying for? What am I thankful for? A lot of times we forget to thank the Lord for even the small things.
So this is called Daily Kairos Journal, and you can find it online. But it has, you know, basically it starts off with what verses are you memorizing? You know, write those down. Gratitude, name three things you're grateful for. Prayer, share your prayers with the Lord. Today I will, and then you create an intentional act that you're going to do, whether that's I'm going to have a conversation with this coworker or family member or whatever. And then you've got your Bible study. The Kairos part says, what are you reading in the Bible? What stands out? What is God placing on your heart? And then reflect. How did God show up today? What answered prayers can you celebrate, right? Like, what? How is he revealing himself? So, I mean, it's a really cool little journal. And to your point, Tommy, like, I've really loved the outline. It really changes everything to start off with gratitude and then go, right. You know,
yeah,
and approach those things differently.
And I think when you talk about, like, what do you do, right? Because I, you know, I can remember people being like, hey, if you're not sure where to start, read John.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, like, reading God's word, like, the Holy Spirit will move in all of it, right? And so I still stand by that. I think if you want to read scripture, I think reading one of the gospels is a good place to start, mm-hmm. kind of given the history of Jesus's time and his ministry and then what happened in his death and burial and resurrection and all that. So John's always a good one to start with the gospel. But then also, you know, even after all these years of being involved in something and growing and learning, I'm still a fan of a devotional, a daily devotional, mm-hmm. one that, you know, gives good substance, but also is light to where it's not some deep theological devotional. So something like that, where it's got a verse at the top, it breaks down kind of the context for the day. And then there's even a verse at the bottom for you to read, and you can use that in that type of journal thing you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what I'm saying. That for me, having structure around it really kept me focused.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to make a quick comment that we are not sponsored by any material whatsoever. As I finished and filled up that Daily Kairos book, I don't have it anymore, but I use the same, just in my normal notebook, I write those headers down. And to Justin's point, if I'm doing the daily devotional, that's my context for the devotion part and what spoke to me in that devotion. Add the extra scripture, read that, meditate on that, you know, turn that into a prayer and how it can apply to your life. But don't forget, we still want to memorize scripture. So I have, for scripture memory, I have about 50 verses just written on a piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
and that I may have to stay on one verse for a month. But that's the one verse I'm on, and I don't go to the next one until I know that one backwards and forward. And then I go to the next one, and then I don't finish that one until I have both. You know, I still maintain the previous ones.
Yeah.
And that's how I do the scripture. It's just one verse at a time.
You know, it's funny to me when we talk about memorizing verses. I struggle with that so much. But, like, find me in the gym and a song come on from, like, 1995 or, like, 98, man. And it's like,
rock it out.
I'm, like, singing every word. I'm like, how can that stick into my head? But then I go to memorize verses. I'm like, man, I can't get that one down.
Are you wearing your fanny pack when you're singing at the gym?
No, dude. Keep that in the locker.
Vanilla ice, baby. You probably know every word of that, don't you?
Or like, yeah, you know. I mean, there's so many that come on. I mean, I even have my own AirPods and obviously listening to stuff and podcasts and music. But I'm like, I'll hear that over and I'm like, ain't no holla back. I'm like, why do I even remember that? Like, why is that in my head?
Okay,
you know,
just a quick note.
I did go there was on yesterday. That's why it was fresh on the mind. So
next time we meet, we're going to open up with talking about our song list.
It's not my song of joy. This is what popped on the radio.
What was in his playlist? Yeah.
Exactly.
I didn't go to the gym and ask them to play Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know that, but
Oh goodness, that's hilarious.
Okay. Jeff, your eyes just got so wide when I was.
I mean, the one line of the song.
Well, I ain't no holler back girl. I'll tell you that. That's the other thing. Don't even know what it means. Just you know.
Oh,
just
well, you might want to look that up.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
Oh goodness.
Moving on.
Moving on. Quick. Going back to the importance of it, you know, there's several times where I have tried to, you know, say, you know what, the mornings are too busy, so I'll do it later. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And that always jumps off bad. I never get back to it. So I have to start my day off, and I really feel like we should. Justin, you talked about, excuse me, about a devotional, and you quote one a lot. You take snapshots and share it with the group. What devotional are you reading right now?
That is Alistair Begg's, right? Mm-hmm. I always want to say bag or beg. I think I always play his like Scottish accent in my mind.
He's got an incredible accent, by the way.
Alistair?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love listening to him talk.
Does he talk like this?
Dude, you got to look him up.
That's an Indian guy.
Oh, that's the only accent I know.
That's close.
Scottish.
He's Scottish. Like, okay. You got to go north.
Yeah. I don't have that. I mean, that's the only accent I know.
Alistair Begg.
I don't know why.
B-E-G-G. And it's called Truth for Life.
But and when you send it at a specific day, so it's like I can't buy it until January 1. It's weird.
Just start it. Start it anyway. Or go to the day that it is, and then you kind of loop back around to... Yeah.
So you don't have to follow the rules.
No. But also in that, like he's also got like a year-long Bible study, like at the bottom. And he incorporates Old Testament and New Testament readings for that day. And so it's really thoughtful.
So say it one more time. What was it?
Alistair Begg, Daily Truth for Life.
Yeah. You send those out often, and I really love them, man. I do. I think. Yeah.
And I say that because not every devotional out there is good, you know, so trying to decipher that. So find somebody that you know is walking with the Lord and ask their advice. Yeah. Like, who should I read? And don't just read anything. Right. There's a lot of crazy stuff out there for sure that's, you know, has a biblical title, but not content.
And just start. Like, just start with something like that.
Yeah.
Like that's what creates healthy habits and those desires.
You know, versus... And you don't have to do the full on writing down everything. I mean, you don't, you'll get to that as your heart desires. But to your point, Justin, just start.
Yeah.
Your heart will start to soften. You will start to notice how you react differently to things or just think through things differently. I don't know. It's just,
It's okay not to know. I don't care how old you are.
Oh.
Like, you don't know the story. You don't know the story. Nobody's going to think less of you for that.
Where Jeff has told us the wrong thing in a study. I mean, we're like, man, this guy like got wrong emails from an angel, like angels knocking his door, and he still forgot who the brother of Jesus is.
I think that is an important point, because I think a lot of times, and that's what, again, was cool about the guys group, is it was accountability, but also a place to ask questions where we were constantly.
Well, it is.
It's still going. Yeah, but peeling back those layers on things. So that way nobody has to like, you know, remain quiet or nervously laugh when, like, y'all know the story, right? And you're like,
yeah.
Of course I do.
Yeah. No, and the guys in there are great too. They'll be quick to say, and they feel comfortable in that that room, because, I mean, hey, what is a Gentile like?
Yeah.
I mean, just things like that. I mean, Pat broke the ice and all of that.
Yeah, Pat is a breath of fresh air to me.
Yeah.
Because he will say exactly what he's thinking. And, you know, I remember specifically reading through the Old Testament. He's like, man, I just have a hard problem, you know, hard dealing with this God of the Old Testament that's so like
violent,
wipe out these people, you know, like I don't understand it. And so it was so cool to go through the whole Bible. And when you do that, you see it in a whole different light than just picking out one little story.
Right.
And so for him to be able to verbalize those, like, man, this bothers me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, just hang on, just keep reading. Let's read it all, and you'll see the
get it
picture.
In the context and understand it. Yes,
right.
Mm-hmm. It was great.
Yeah, and so those things are great. And I want to kind of wrap up this episode with two things. One lady that kind of helped me in student ministry early on,
Miss Bacon.
No, okay. No, that was way early. Okay. I was in third grade in student ministry. Anyway, she would write love letters to God. Like just thanking mm-hmm. him for all the things, you know, just this sense of gratitude. And I'd never heard anybody say that they did that, but just, you know, and she's gone through some incredible hardships, and for her to write those out and just how grateful she was to him. And then the other one was as a student pastor, even before this incident with this lady, had a new believer guy. He was probably 16 years old, you know, first time in church, didn't know any of it. And new, brand new believer, led him to the Lord. And he, I asked him to pray. We had like a pool party devotional type thing. And I said, man, I said, will you pray? And he's like, man, I don't know what to say. I was like, man, just talk to him like you're talking to me. And his prayer was so, it was just like, God, I don't know how to do this. I just want you to know I love you. And
those
I
are the
thank
best.
You. I mean, it was so genuine, so real. And I was like, man, that was the best prayer I've ever heard, man.
Yeah.
And so take all whatever you think it's supposed to be out of it and just talk to the Lord as, you know, and expressing gratitude and concern. You probably have things going on in your life that you, man, I need your help. I need your wisdom. Talk to him about it. Doubts you have. Talk to him about those, you know,
like, you don't have to use fancy church words and all of that.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't know why all of those things. And, you know, the more I kept hearing that, like, he's a good father, and then you see his attributes and it's in his character all throughout scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, it makes you just want to sit at the feet, you know, of the good father and be like, I just want to ugly cry. I want to be happy. I want to share. I want to, you know, and those are sweet times, man.
And I would just say, you know, in all of this, don't wait for somebody to come to you. Go to them. Find somebody that's doing it and say, will you teach me? Can I just walk with you in this and learn? And man, no time like today. So let's get started. Thanks for listening, guys.
All right.